He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning, March 19th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, you know what? We're looking for a third day in a row of green, which we haven't had for quite some time. And so far, keep your fingers crossed. We're there. We've got green across the screen. Except the NASDAQ. NASDAQ is slightly down right now. We have the Dow up about 15, 16 points right now. It's at 16,352. We have the S&P 500 about a point. It's struggling. We'll see. We've got a full day ahead of us. A lot of trading between us. Between now and the closing bell, we're at 1873 on the S&P 500. We've got the NASDAQ down a point and a half right now. We're at 4,331 on the NASDAQ. We have gold at 1344. Gold is down 1% today. We have crude oil at 92.24. We've got the euro at 1.39, and we've got the 10-year bond at 2.68% right now. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, today's a big day in the market, I suppose. We now at least seemingly have Russia put behind us for now, or are Putin's ambitions a little more than just the Crimean Peninsula. I know that the Ukrainian forces are gearing up, so I don't know if Putin is done or not. But at least for now, the markets think that Vladimir has gained what he wanted to gain so far, and the markets have gone on their merry way with a big gain at the beginning of the week. And, of course, we have now cleared that 1850 level, and the S&P 500 once again is, I wouldn't call it off to the races, but there's really nothing holding it back right now. But now the other big factor besides geopolitical concerns, which have been holding the markets back all year, the other big factor comes into play today. And I'm ready to fly my green flag this Friday. I really am. I mentioned yesterday that I liked what I saw in the charts of the S&P 500. And I would say that I did more buying yesterday than any other day this year. And a lot of that will show up in my newsletter this coming weekend. I was very busy. I'm sure Scottrade was very happy with me, with Advisor Gunderson in San Diego yesterday, as we placed a lot of trades. I think they were all on the buy side. In fact, I know they were all on the buy side. And I'm ready to fly that green flag. But there's still one more impediment out there that's been holding this market back. And that impediment will come into play today in the form of a new Fed chairman. Around 11 o'clock today, Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Time, we'll get the Fed decision on what they're going to do with interest rates, which I don't think they're going to raise interest rates at this meeting. But we'll also get their decision on what they're going to do on the taper. And I would fully suspect that they will again cut another $10 billion off the top of the bond buying program, as they continue to pull the wind from the sails of the economy and of the market. And ever since they've announced the taper, and the taper's been put in place, you've seen what's happened to the market. The market has been just kind of going sideways. And if Miss Yellen were to say something to the effect of, you know, we see the economy doing very well, and we see interest rates going up sooner rather than later, well, the markets would really take that hard. It wouldn't be a good thing. It would be difficult for me to put that green flag up. I've been under a yellow caution flag all year long. And I think looking back, that was the right thing to do. When you've got the emerging markets down 8%, China down 9%, Russia down 16%, and our own markets about even for the year, I think the yellow flag was warranted. And I'm ready to fly the green flag and wave it freely and say, let's go for it. Let's put our foot on the accelerator. As I look right now, I'm 77% invested, 23% still remains in cash. And I put a lot to work yesterday, but that was the net result. I don't have my foot exactly to the floorboard right now, but I still have my foot on the accelerator. And this is still an economy. This is still a marketplace that favors equities. We've talked about that many times. It will end at some point in time. Another 2008 will come along. But you can't argue that for over 5 years now, equities have been moving up. And equities continue to move up. And on the other side of the coin, interest rates continue to move up. And interest rates should continue to move up. And that's not good for the bond market. So in my weekly, daily ranking of the different asset classes out there to choose from, equities still are atop the leaderboard. They dominate all top 10 spots in a 33-player field. The top 10 continue to be equities. I still have no exposure to the bond market. Been out for 18 months. That saved my clients a lot of money and helped make them a lot of money by being in the right side of the market, in the equity side of the market. I still have no exposure to the emerging markets. Although, you know, they're beaten down and maybe this is the bottom and maybe there's a bounce in here, a 10 or 15% bounce. I like to be in the best asset classes now. And it's very hard for you to make an argument to me that being invested in China and being invested in Latin America and being invested in Russia and Southeast Asia are the best places to be right now. On a relative basis, even as slow as our economy is, it's still, the United States are still the best place to be invested. Not U.S. bonds, not U.S. gold, United States stocks. That's the best place to be. And more specifically, it still continues to be a small and mid-cap stock market. That's where the performance is. And all my buying yesterday continues to be in U.S. stocks and continues to be in the asset classes and the sectors that continue to lead the markets, the biotechs, the drugs, the pharmaceuticals, the healthcare, and the technology sectors. It's as simple as that. That's where ground zero is of the market. That's where it's been for the last 18 months, and that's where it continues to be. And it could go for another 18 months, or it could go for another 18 days. We really don't know. We just take it a day at a time. And if you said I sounded like a broken record 6 months ago and refused to follow my lead, well, now here we are 6 months later, and it's still a broken record. It's still the same asset classes, the same sectors leading the market. And if you didn't follow my lead, you can kick yourself for saying, I should have listened to that guy. He's been right. Here's another astonishing fact. I came out with a mind-boggling price target on Tesla about a month ago. I came out with a $465 target price. And I had several of my readers of the column that wanted to have me committed to the nearest asylum. This guy's nuts. This guy's crazy. Well, yesterday I saw Goldman Sachs came out with a report. They came out with a range. They said it's possible for Tesla over the next 5 years to hit $472 or something like that. It's just barely above mine. I guess they didn't want to come in at the same number I came in at. That would look like they were copying me. Instead, they were, I think, $5 higher. That was the high side of their range. Bank of America is still at $65 with their target price. But I feel a little bit vindicated, and I feel a little bit better about a big firm like Goldman Sachs coming in with a similar possible target price down the road on Tesla that this little guy in San Diego came out with 1 month ago. Well, it's still a U.S. stock market. It's still an equities market. I wouldn't be loaning money to anybody right now in the form of bonds. I would be buying. I would want a piece of the action. I'd want some ownership in those companies out there, whether they're small caps, whether they're mid caps, or whether they're big dividend paying American U.S. stocks. That's where the action is, and that's where I am. Until further notice, we'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Today we'll get Ms. Yellen's guidance from the Fed on what their plans are. And that, of course, will impact the markets. Now that the Ukraine has gone to the back burner for now, the Fed comes to the front burner for now. And she will give the results of the first meeting that she has presided over. And she'll do the news conference afterwards, and she'll get grilled, and we'll get guidance on the following. We'll get guidance on where the Fed sees the economy at the current time. We'll get guidance on what the Fed's plans with their taper are. And we'll get guidance, maybe, on interest rates, the fate of interest rates going forward. Now, on the one hand, if the taper continues, if she cuts another, lops another $10 billion off their purchase program, she's telling you in a way that the economy continues to get better and can stand on its own two feet without any Fed stimulus, or at least with half the stimulus that we were getting before for now. So I suppose you could take that as good news. Because if she says, you know what, we're not going to taper this month, we're going to keep our bond purchase program in place, then she's kind of saying that the economy has slowed down. And it still needs. It's not ready to stand on its own two feet. But I would fully expect for her to leave interest rates alone and to take another $10 billion or so out of the Fed bond purchase program. The question will become at some point in time, can the bond market stand on its own two feet without their biggest buyer in the Fed? Well, that remains to be seen. I'm still not a fan of the bond market. I don't see the prospects for lower interest rates going forward. Instead, I see a much greater chance of higher interest rates going forward. If I was a home buyer, I would want to take a look at the rates that are out there today, because I think they'll be higher a year or two down the road, and that would not be good if you're an owner of bonds. I just don't see where the capital appreciation potential comes from in the bond market. Instead, I've been going towards, for the last 18 months or more, towards stocks that pay dividends. And my income account was up over 20% last year. The model portfolio that I publish in my newsletter every single weekend, I think I've made two or three new buys so far this week in that model. It'll show up in my newsletter this weekend, which I publish. This week's newsletter will go out from Peoria, Arizona, the home of the Padres and the Seattle Mariners this time of year, who are over there trying to get ready for the 2014 baseball season. But that newsletter will have the new buys that I've made this week, and there's been quite a few, not only in the income portfolio, but also the large cap conservative growth portfolio and in my aggressive growth portfolio. You can get 4 weeks of my newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. When I wrote my book a couple years ago, and I continue to work on the new one, hopefully we'll have it out here in the next couple of months, make sure it's right. The PC version of the app is ready to be launched any day. I mean, it's done. And it's just, I've given them the okay to launch it. We could see it today. We could see it tomorrow. We could see it Friday. I went over it yesterday. I messed around with it, made sure everything looked just like the original. Like the original Caesar salad. You hate to mess with that perfected recipe that was invented in Tijuana. I didn't want to mess in or changing my PC app around from the original. Well, once it's up there on the PC, and I'll get a big look at it, I'm sure we'll polish it off and make some improvements, but it's ready to go. And right now, one of the leading best stocks now in the app, and one that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management, is a company out of Allegan, Michigan. Michigan's got a couple of entries, right, in the big tourney, maybe several. I know Michigan is there, the Wolverines. And I know Michigan State, the Spartans, Izzo's team. A lot of people think that they could be the dark horse in the big dance this year. So far, I'm still on track to for Warren Buffett to write me a check for $1 billion. I picked the winner of the play-in game. Yes, my son's out already. I had the North Carolina Wolfpack. He had the other team that they were playing. So I'm still alive for that $1 billion check from Mr. Buffett. But up there in Michigan is a company. They like their college basketball up there. They like their college football. But there's also a company called Perigo. And $15.7 billion company that develops over-the-counter and generic pharmaceuticals. This is a sweet spot in the market right now. Man, is it a sweet spot in the market. I also own Activis in this space. I also own Salix Pharmaceutical in this space, and I own Perigo. And I wrote about Perigo in my book a couple years ago. Perigo has turned in some terrific returns for investors over the years. Let's have a look. We can't look at the PC app yet. We have to pull up the little screen. I have to squint my eyes here to see it on my iPhone. But here's what my eyes are telling me. Over the last 10 years, Perigo has delivered 25% per year returns to its happy investors. You're saying, why didn't you tell me about it 10 years ago? Well, I wasn't on the radio in your market 10 years ago. But in my book, 2.5 years ago, I told you about it. It's averaged 25% per year, where the market's delivered 5. Over the last 5 years, the stock has delivered 50% per year, while the market's delivered 18.7. I'm telling you, these pharmaceutical stocks are just on fire, and they remain on fire. I would much rather own a pharmaceutical stock than a muni bond right now. Over the last 3 years, Perigo's delivered 31% per year. Over the last 12 months, Perigo's up 43%, while the market's up 20%. This is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. It gets a performance grade of A. Well, these stocks are on fire. They're not cheap. But Perigo is okay from a valuation point of view. I have a target price of $285 per share 5 years from now. Watch Goldman Sachs come in tomorrow with the $286 target price. They seem to be following me around these days. Perigo is currently trading at $167. Now, that all-important stock chart tells me a lot. It tells me a lot about the current health of the company. It tells me whether or not the company is flourishing, languishing, or just not doing well at all. Sickly. And I would call this a stock chart that's quite healthy, thank you. It's at or near new all-time highs. It passes my performance test. It passes my valuation test. And it certainly looks good on paper here from a technical point of view. Out of 3,838 stocks on my database, Perigo comes in at number 249. It's an A, and it's one that I currently own at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where every day we search high and low for what are the companies that are flourishing. Sometimes it's not stocks. Sometimes it's not equities. Sometimes it's mortgage bonds. I can remember when it was junk bonds, when we came out of the 2009 bashing, 2008-2009 financial crisis. A lot of those junk bonds were paying, were trading at about 20 cents on the dollar. And I was able to make a lot of money in some high-yield ETFs coming out of that bottom of the market. I was also able to make a lot of money in China back in 2009. I believe it had a year where it was up 50%. I've made money in mortgage bonds, the mortgage REITs. I remember owning Agency and Annaly Capital. They're doing better. They're doing a lot better these days than they were, but they're still not the leading asset classes right now. The top 10 asset classes continue to be all equity related for now, and more specifically right here at home. You don't have to go shopping overseas. You don't have to get on an international flight. It's all you got to do is look at the New York Stock Exchange or the NASDAQ, the Dow, the S&P 500, the S&P 600 Small Cap Index, the S&P 400 Mid Cap Index. And within those borders, you will find the best stocks in the market right now. The best investments not in the market, not just the best stocks, but the best investments. Right now, equities continue to blow away fixed income, continue to blow away high yield bonds, blow away muni bonds. It's the place to be for now. And again, at some point in time, it will change. But this has been going on for quite some time, and we continue to ride this trend for all it's worth. We've had some impediments here so far. In 2014, those impediments have been the submerging markets, which are supposed to be emerging markets. And the other impediment has been a Fed that's no longer got a big fan behind us, providing the wind behind our backs. Now that wind is starting to dissipate. And we'll find out here this week with Miss Yellen how much wind she's going to take away from behind us, and it's made it a much more difficult market. We're basically flat on the year, 10, 11 weeks into the new year. We still have 40 to go. We had easy, clear sailing last year. We were able to rack up some big gains in the equities last year. The asset allocators didn't have it so well last year. A 50-50 stock bond portfolio was up about 6 or 7% last year. A 100% stock portfolio was up 29% last year. That is a big, big difference. But the asset allocators continue to ply their trade going forward because they're believers. They're believers that if you can scatter your assets all over the world, you're sure to capture a few winners. But you're also sure to capture some of the biggest losers, and they kind of have a way of offsetting each other. It's kind of a way of putting a governor on a high-speed performance car so that it can only go 30 miles per hour, a Lamborghini, right? You can't go too fast. You can't go too slow. You just kind of creep along. We only have to review your portfolio maybe once a year. Maybe 3 or 4 times a year at most, and that's it. So it's a totally different game from what I do. I get here every morning before the market opens, go through all the news that's hit the market so far, watch the news throughout the day, look at everything I own on a daily basis. It's intense, but it's fun. Monitor my holdings, check for stocks that are showing up on my radar, watching earnings reports come in the after hours. It's a whole different ballgame from asset allocation. And I'm not married to stocks. And I'm not married to bonds. I go wherever the action is. One of the stocks that I currently own and am a believer in, and I have a very in-depth research report out there on the company, is SolarCity. Elon Musk, other company. Elon Musk, obviously, the CEO of Tesla, and also a guy that's launching satellites into orbit with his SpaceX company, and also a guy who's installing solar panels, but not selling them to you, not manufacturing those solar panels, leasing them to you. Now, that's a great revenue model. I love companies that lease and rent things to you. Take United Rentals, for instance. Instead of selling you a chainsaw, they rent that chainsaw to you time and time and time again. And that chainsaw that you could go and buy for $200, let's say, maybe they end up getting $2,000 or $3,000 out of that same chainsaw, as long as they can keep it maintained and not breaking down. Eventually, yes, the equipment has to be replaced, but they've made a lot of money in the interim off of that chainsaw by renting it to one guy after another, one weekend warrior after another who comes in on the weekend. God bless him or her. I used to do that. Who needs a chainsaw for the weekend to knock down some limbs? Just be sure and not cut the limb down that you're standing on. That's the tip I would give to anybody that's trimming a tree this weekend. Solar City does the same thing, but they do it with solar panels. I was very much a bear on the solar business because what we were trying to do was manufacture solar panels here in America. And I saw one by one solar companies come and go and evaporate into thin air, along with the tax money, along with the stimulus money that they received from the government. Solyndra would be the perfect example. You may not know this, but I'm the guy that appeared on Fox News with Megyn Kelly, a very intimidating sort, very intelligent woman, who asked me what I knew about Solyndra. And I said, Solyndra's going down, and they're taking $500 million, half a billion worth of taxpayer money with them, and we'll never get to the bottom of this story. That's exactly what happened. It went down, and guess what the executives of Solyndra did? They pleaded the fifth. Where have we heard that before recently? So they kind of got off scot-free with a half a billion dollars of tax money, and an empty plant now sits just 19 miles from Cupertino's flourishing Apple headquarters. But another company comes along by the name of Solar City and says the money is not in making the solar panels. The money is in converting homes to solar, nice, clean, green, renewable energy, and leasing those panels. Elon Musk is a smart guy. You'd have to put him up there with Steve Jobs, maybe Steve Jobs times three, because he's in more things than Steve Jobs was into. And Elon Musk's company, Solar City, so far is doing just fine. They reported earnings in the after hours. Nothing spectacular. I was hoping for blowout earnings. We didn't get them. The stock is down just a little bit here today, but it's still a company that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. The stock came public in the $12 area. I was very skeptical of the company when it came public, and I warned against getting involved in it at that time. I was wrong. Solar City's now a $76 stock. Although it stumbled out of the gate for a couple of years, it went from 50 down to 28, and now it's really started to take hold, and the model that Elon Musk has put into place is starting to yield some nice revenue growth and some nice earnings growth. And the company should turn profitable next year. In fact, you can read my in-depth report on Seeking Alpha on Solar City, on the market share that they've been able to achieve, on the projections that I see going into the future. Solar City is a $6.3 billion market cap company. It's not a dividend payer. It's not a company for income. It's a company that's still high growth, aggressive growth, moderate growth type of company with that market cap of $6.2 billion. Solar City's most recent quarter, which they reported yesterday, their sales were up 99% versus this same time last year, and they made 28 cents per share, their first profitable quarter. And I think that there will be many more profitable quarters to come. If I look at a chart of Solar City, I see a stock that's gone from 28 to 88 over the last year, and I think Solar City is going higher from here, and it is a stock that I own at Gunderson Capital Management, SCDY. We'll be right back.
The
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I see Peter Schiff here appearing on my TV screen in my office. And I'm sure, you know, the sound's turned off, but I can read his lips. Short the market. This economy's terrible. The dollar's going to zero. Gold's going to soar. Stay out of the stock market. Do not buy equities. Well, he's been saying that for the last 5 years. Why should it be any different today? I like the man. I've got nothing against the man, but he's been wrong. And he's led people down a not-so-rosy path. And I would ask you this question. How much money has he made for folks? And I'm sure he's going to thump his chest here about how much gold has gone up this year. But he's not going to tell you what it's done over the last 12 months or over the last 3 years or over the last 5 years. You know, he's a newsletter writer. He's a media hound. He loves to get publicity. He loves to sell newsletters. He loves to be on the front pages with dire predictions and whatnot. He's one of those kind of guys. I saw one yesterday from Porter Stansberry. His newest and latest and greatest prediction, his dire prediction of the demise of the world in the next 12 months. And he's been doing these for years now. Has he made any money for anybody is my question. Has he put any money in your pocket? Has he put any? Has he turned you on to any winners where you could actually make money? Or has he put a lot of money in his own pocket by selling newsletters and dire predictions and whatnot? You have to ask yourself that question. These people have their disciples, and they're vicious. If I ever send out a tweet about either one of these guys, I get hammered from people. Oh, how dare you? You know, like I'm speaking badly of their prophet. Or something like this. They revere these people, and they'll ride them right into the ground with their dire predictions. Now, at some point in time, yes, you know, there's going to be hell to pay for all the debt that the world has incurred. But in the meantime, how do you argue with the stock market? You can argue with it all you want. You're going to lose that argument. The market has gone up 160% over the last 5 years, and it continues to hit new highs. And there continues to be new drugs being developed and new technologies being developed and new revenue models that smart people are coming up with and creating success for investors. You take it a day at a time, a week at a time, a stock at a time. The dire prediction business has been a losing business, but they're going to always have their followers. And they're always going to have their minions surrounding them because they love to hear their news and they love to see their prophet on TV expounding his dire predictions. That's my 2 cents on the doom and gloom newsletter writers. In the meantime, when I get done with this radio show here today, I'm headed over to the Channel 6 TV studios for another live interview. This is my third week in a row. They keep inviting me back. They must like what they hear. In fact, from what I understand, they're going to put a live camera in my office here in downtown San Diego, and they're going to come to me several times during the morning, during the news, to give live updates from the floor. The floor of Wall Street West, San Diego, California, high atop the 19th floor of the Morgan Stanley building in downtown San Diego. And I'm going to give live updates that hopefully the listeners and watchers and viewers of the news channel can use. I'm not going to give dire predictions and tell people to sign up for my newsletter so that they can save their wealth going forward. I'm going to tell people what's working in the market, what's not working in the market, and I'm going to be specific. I'm not going to pull any punches. We'll see how well it plays here in San Diego. I think it'll play very well. Today I'm going to talk about a San Diego company, which I own, an aggressive growth stock here at Gunderson Capital Management. And I'm going to continue to tell the viewers of Channel 6 News that the stock market's the only game in town right now. It's still equities. I'm one of the few guys saying that. I heard Ron Insana say it last week on CNBC. And I'm going to tell people, furthermore, it's U.S. stocks. And furthermore, it's still small and mid-cap stocks. Until it changes, that's where the action is. And then I'm going to give example of a biotech cash cow right here in San Diego that I see has the potential to double over the next 3 to 5 years. In fact, I wrote a very in-depth article on it for Seeking Alpha. You can look it up. The name of the company is Ligand Pharmaceutical, LGND. They have a very different business model from other companies in the biotech industry. They don't have a laboratory. They don't have scientists that are looking through microscopes. They don't have a whole rack of test tubes with living organisms growing in their labs. No, they go around and invest in drugs that they think are promising. And they give a little bit of capital in exchange, kind of like Marcus Lemonis, the prophet, in exchange for a little piece of the action should that drug hit someday. And they have a very big pipeline, a very diversified portfolio. You can read the article and you can see what kind of results that the company has produced so far in revenues, in earnings, and in returns for their shareholders. So that will be my subject matter today. I'll post my appearance on my website. You can see what I have to say about the market. And I'm not going to go on there selling a doom and gloom newsletter and warning people to flee the market. Maybe at some point I will be. I probably will be at some point in time because there will be another bear market. Who out there thinks that there will be another bear market at some point in the future? Oh, we'll never have another bear market. 2008 will never happen again. Well, it will happen again. And, you know, the last 2008, I was busy developing my app. I don't make any guarantees, but I think I'm a lot better prepared this time around to not only spot it coming, but to also try to make money on the downside because there's such things as inverse funds. And bonds do well in bear markets, and dollar stores do well, and pawn shops do well, and gold does well. So we'll just have to see when that time comes. But in the interim, the best place to be continues to be stocks, continues to be U.S. stocks, broken record, I know, small caps, mid caps, biotechs, drug stocks, and that's where we continue to be invested. Given a couple examples here today of stocks that I currently own, directed you to a new article that I have out there on a biotech cash cow. You can find it on Seeking Alpha. You can get my newsletter, not a doom and gloom and report. I'm pwstreet.com. I'm also 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.